Muenda, Soweto, Amanko, Muenda, Muenda, Palo, direct Soweto, Muenda, Amanko, Suku.
0530.
Parafini, Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Onga, Onga, Akastoma, Zipiango, Akastoma, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musafin Verera Kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combo Radio News at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Combo Radio 94.9. It's Combo. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Combo Radio.
Kanyama residents appeal for urgent solution to water shortages. Immigration removes 134 illegal immigrants and apprehends 170 suspected illegal immigrants. And in African news, the first Ghanaians evacuated from South Africa over immigration protest land in Accra. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Lusaka's Kanyama Township have repeated calls on government to urgently address persistent water shortages affecting the community. Speaking on behalf of residents, Patiness Malambo lamented that the continued water shortages have forced many families to buy bottled water for cooking and other household needs, a cost that many can no longer afford. Ms. Malambo said the lack of consistent access to clean water has negatively affected numerous households, especially vulnerable families who cannot afford alternative sources of water. She has since appealed to authorities to urgently intervene and resolve the long-standing water crisis in order to safeguard the lives of residents. Meanwhile, another resident has called on government to address the poor drainage system in Kanyama, saying it contributes to the floods experienced in the community during every rainy season. The residents noted that flooding continues to damage property and disrupt the lives of many families in the area.
Government, which is what you call my farm, who are really young and Kariko, I start to show that man as a brand. As a distributor, no Makanya, Matipuka, Moyo, the man. Man's really work with the voice and man's a major matter in data. Tipem Papo, Boma, which is what you can do.
I'm talking of the challenges which are hard to me in Kanyama. Ocha challenges. Challenges and props, okay? Don't have running water, we don't have tap water, we in Kanyama. Okay? That's the only challenge we should have.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has completed the construction of the Matero Mini Civic Center in Matero Constituency at a cost of over 1.9 million kwacha. The project was fully financed using the council's internally generated revenue. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba tells Kombon Radio News that the Matero Mini Civic Center is one of the four facilities constructed alongside Lusaka Central, Kanyama and Kabwata Mini Civic Centers. Ms. Mwamba said the four centers were built at a total cost of over 10.5 million kwacha. She explained that the mini civic centers are meant to decentralize municipal services improve operational efficiency and reduce congestion at the main civic center. Ms. Mwamba added that the initiative is in line with government's fiscal decentralization policy and at improving service delivery closer to communities.
The Matero Mini Civic Center is one of four facilities constructed by the council alongside the Lusaka Central, Kanyama and Kawata Mini Civic Centers. The total cost for all four centers is 10,575,746 kwacha 12 ngwe. The mini civic centers are designed to decentralize municipal services and bring them closer to residents. This initiative will enhance operation efficiency, decongest the main civic center, and improve service delivery to the public.
The Department of Immigration has removed 134 illegal immigrants from Zambia between May 22nd and 27th this year, while 170 suspected illegal immigrants have been apprehended in operations conducted across the country. Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says those removed include 28 Ethiopians and one Somali national deported through Kenneth Kaunda International Airport after paying fines for immigration-related offenses. Mr. Nshinka adds that 14 Peruvian nationals formerly employed by SKT Global Mining and Services Limited were also ordered to leave the country after their employment permits became invalid following termination of their contracts. He says immigration officers are also apprehended 33 suspected illegal immigrants during an operation in Lusaka, while 191 Congolese refugees were voluntarily repatriated from Mantapala refugee settlement to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mr. Nshinka says the department remains committed to enforcing Zambia's immigration laws and has urged members of the public to report suspected illegal immigration activities.
Those apprehended comprise 19 Burundians, 9 Congolese, 3 Tanzanians and 2 Rwandans. Further, the Chipungu Immigration Office on 25th May 2026 facilitated the voluntary repatriation of 191 Congolese refugees from Mantapala Refugee Settlement to the Democratic Republic of Congo under the ongoing phased voluntary repatriation program. An additional 100 refugees are expected to be repatriated in the next phase of the exercise. In a separate development, the department refused 31 foreign nationals entry into the country at various ports of entry during the same period. The majority were Burundian nationals refused entry at Zombe border control in Northern Province due to inconsistencies in the particulars provided regarding their purported hosts in Zambia.
Veterinary authorities in Kapirimpongi have urged the residents to prioritize vaccinating their pets and registering livestock to help prevent disease outbreaks in the district. Acting District Fisheries and Livestock Coordinator Chilem Bashonga says the district is facing a growing stray dog problem, increasing the risk of dangerous animal-borne diseases spreading in communities. Dr. Shonga says vaccination is critical at this time, especially with more stray animals roaming around, and has appealed to residents to cooperate with veterinary officers already working in communities. He has also encouraged the livestock farmers to register cattle and other animals with local authorities, saying proper records are important in managing and controlling outbreaks. Dr. Shonga further emphasized that routine vaccination of household pets should be treated as a key public health measure.
So this has actually resulted into increased dog bite cases. I would like to urge, you know, people, you know, have their dogs vaccinated. So they can bring their dogs for vaccinations at our offices. Dog vaccination is important because, one, it will reduce the risk of dogs having rabies. And since rabies is a zoonotic disease, meaning it can be transferred from dogs to humans,